Fry also spoke with Susan Rice. Ms. Rice was Secretary of State for African Affairs from 1996 to 2001. She also served in the Clinton administration in 1993, when Somali gunmen killed 18 American soldiers and dragged a Black Hawk helicopter pilot through the streets of Mogadishu. The order these Islamic militants have brought to the capital, says Ms. Rice, could actually be a good thing for Somalis.
Things change so often and so rapidly in Somalia that I don't think we should assume that this status quo will remain durable. And if it does, by chance, what it will mean is that there is at least the beginning of a functional government in Mogadishu, which is not perhaps a government that we would have chosen. But if it acts responsibly, provides for the needs of the citizenry, and is able to maintain a level of stability, then even though it's not the government of our choosing, it may be one that we can begin to open a dialogue with and reach some accommodation with. And interestingly, the administration seems to be signaling that it gets that idea and that they're not slamming the door on these folks, even though we have concerns about their ties to terrorists.
In what way is the administration saying, okay, well, we might be able to work with people that we don't necessarily like? What kind of signals are you getting?
There were press reports yesterday in the Washington Post that quoted senior administration officials indicating that after some internal discussions, they were prepared to leave the door open for dialogue. And in fact, the Islamic leadership of the new provisional government in Mogadishu have indicated that they want to talk to the United States and that they're not interested in a hostile adversarial relationship. So I think at least this leaves a potential opening and one that we would be wise to explore.
Now, broadening this out, most Americans have been used to seeing images of what's been going on in Iraq, including the CBS reporter coming back with severe injuries from Iraq. But we don't necessarily see a connection between the insurgents in Iraq or al-Qaeda and the armed militias of Somalia. Is it significant that the majority of both groups are, in fact, not only Muslim, but Sunni Muslim?
Well, I don't think it's we ought to make the assumption that simply because we're dealing with a Sunni-based insurgency in Iraq and Sunni Muslims in Somalia and other parts of Africa that they all necessarily share a common agenda against the United States or against Western interests. I think that there are quite diverse perspectives within Sunni Islam. And the Somali situation in particular needs to be seen in its unique national context. There have been links in the past between groups operating in Somalia and al-Qaeda, very distinct and preceding by many years what we now see as al-Qaeda elements that have come into Iraq after the U.S. invasion. You know, there may be some tactical linkages that form hereafter, but I think we shouldn't exaggerate that potential. We need to recognize, however, that in many different parts of the world, from Canada to Indonesia to Somalia to Iraq, there are those who, for various reasons, are turning to violence to express their opposition. So I think really what we're dealing with is more of a struggle within Islam and within various countries where the preponderance of people are peace-loving and moderate and want what everybody else wants, which is a better life for themselves and their children. And there are others who, out of anger, frustration, or extremism, have taken to violence to express their ends. And that presents a particular challenge, but it's not one that I think we can easily generalize across the globe.
Last question. As a former Secretary of State for Africa in the Clinton administration, is there anything that you wish that you had done for or with Somalia, but you didn't?
Well, I think those of us who served in government, as I did, from the time of Black Hawk down, in fact, before Black Hawk down, through the end of the administration, were traumatized in many respects, as was our Congress, as was our public, by the experience of Black Hawk Down. And once we were out of Somalia, in all honesty, I think there was a desire to close that chapter and move on and make constructive progress in the many other parts of Africa where that progress was possible. And there were many, and we did make a lot of progress. But that was as much an emotional reaction as anything else. And I think if we had it to do again, I think it would have been wise to get past the trauma and recognized sooner. And in fact, I wish the Bush administration would recognize that it is not in our interest for Somalia to be a failed state, unattended to by its indigenous leadership or by the international community, that poses inherent risks to the people of Somalia, to the region, and indeed to the United States and those of us farther afield.
Susan Rice, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea with Susan Rice, former Secretary of State for African Affairs. She's now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.